Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Leading on the Front Lines. I'm your host, Dan Hornacek. Excited to be back this week and hope you guys enjoyed last week's episode. There was quite the bump in views and listens, so I'm really excited to see that come across. This week, we're going to kind of talk about breaking barriers in business. I really liked using the analogy that I used last week, and I had thought of one that was kind of on my mind just as far as a topic that I don't think is talked about enough. And in kind of coming into warmer weather, typically what comes up with warmer weather is road construction, and that in the town that I live in, it causes some serious issues as far as getting places. So we're going to kind of talk about how road construction correlates with removing roadblocks with your employees. So you might be thinking, what does road construction and employee roadblocks really have in common? And really, just like how road construction aims to improve infrastructure, create smoother pathways for travelers, as leaders and managers, it's our responsibility to identify roadblocks that hinder our employees' productivity and growth. So as you can see, it really, I think, correlates very well. So I think we need to understand or start by understanding, what do roadblocks look like in the workplace? And really, they can manifest in various forms. So these can be things such as unclear goals, lack of resources, ineffective communication. Even a toxic work environment can be a roadblock. And these can significantly impact employee morale, engagement, and ultimately the success of the organization. And I say that, and I've been kind of saying that lately, and I think it could be construed as dramatic. It's going to hinder the success of the organization. And it's not to say that the whole company is going to fail and go under. That's not really what we're talking about. But it does hinder the success of the organization. So especially if you're in a management or leadership role, ultimately the success of the organization needs to be, within your list of priorities, outside of cultivating positive culture, developing your employees, just doing your job, hitting your goals. All those things obviously are part of the fundamental basis of having a successful organization. But these things can kind of start to spread like a cancer if we don't keep them kind of lassoed in. So that being the case, just like road construction projects require careful planning and execution, it's crucial for you as a leader to take a strategic approach when tackling employee roadblocks. So here's a few steps to consider when we move into that. One, the obvious, identify the roadblocks. Take the time to observe. Take the time to listen to your employees. We've talked about this numerous times in different episodes on this podcast. What are the challenges that they're facing in a day-to-day, in their day-to-day workflow? Are there recurring issues and bottlenecks that are hindering their process? And by understanding these, you can devise effective solutions. I think a lot of managers take the cop-out excuse of saying they don't have enough time to deal with these things, or the one I love the most is the ones that say that they should take the time to figure it out themselves. I think that's a really selfish way to look at it. I think that your employees need to be able to lean on you as their manager to help them work through these problems. If they're having, especially like on a bottleneck of workflow, if you can't, take the time to either sit with your employee, observe them while they're working, and look through what they're doing or how they're trying to attain the goal, I mean, that should be your number one priority, especially considering the fact that you have an employee approaching you and wanting and asking for help. I mean, realistically, if you're telling them that you don't have the time for them, you're essentially removing the ability to hold anyone accountable for anything, because you're essentially giving up that privilege by saying you don't have enough time. So how can you hold someone accountable for something that you're not even willing to take time out of your day when the employee's asking for your help to fix it? So this takes us to our next point, step two, if you will. that you need to plan the construction, right? Once it's you've identified these roadblocks, it's time to develop a plan of action. And this may involve, you know, providing additional training. It could providing resources they may not know that were available to them, and improving communication channels, fostering a positive work culture. I mean, the list goes on and on. It really is going to depend on what the roadblock is, right? If it's more so a bottleneck, maybe identifying resources for them isn't going to really help. But, you know, that plan of action of additional training, maybe they're just not really proficient in a piece of what they're doing. But just like a road construction plan would be, it needs to have a detailed plan. It has to have realistic goals and, you know, consideration for your employees' needs. Because if you have someone who's stating they're overworked, but they're a good employee, giving them more work to do isn't going to help them. So if you identify a bottleneck in their process, maybe for a temporary, you know, period of time, you relieve them of some of the other stuff they're doing for a week or two so they can work on becoming more efficient or proficient in a specific task, and then bringing that other task on them. Otherwise, they're just going to become overloaded and you're doing them a disservice. So after that, obviously, we want to execute, right? We wanted to move forward with the construction, if you will. So you've figured out what the issue is. You've put a plan in place, and now it's time to move forward and execute that plan. So this is where really the real work begins, ultimately, and implement, you know, the changes and improvements that you've planned. It's very much during this time essential that you communicate these changes with your employees and involve them in the process. So if you're making a change for an employee that let's say is bottlenecked or overloaded, or overwhelmed just with a workload, you need to communicate not only to that employee, but any other employee or department that's involved. And this kind of, I mentioned cross-functional communication or cross-departmental communication, excuse me. And in these types of scenarios, it's never more important than to communicate to everybody else. Because if this person is either no longer handling something, or if you've temporarily moved things along, you're only going to jumble up every process you've put in place by not communicating this to others. And, you know, it's kind of nice because by being transparent during this stage, it's going to, in my opinion, create more collaboration, or could create more collaboration amongst your team. And it kind of goes back to, you know, by creating collaboration, you're creating a safe place for your employees to kind of voice different brainstorming ideas and things like that, not only with you, but with their peers as well. And then, like I said, this is where the work begins. The next step would be to monitor this progress. It would be really bad if you just kind of shove this off and say, okay, enjoy. You know, this is time for you to put this all into place and it be perfect. You know, road construction requires constant monitoring and adjustments and pivoting and things like that. So similarly, it's crucial to monitor the process of your employees after implementing these changes. I think it's kind of like, in my opinion, kind of like a tiered thing. When you first start to make changes, especially if they're bigger changes, you know, maybe you have daily one-on-ones, or you know, maybe not even one-on-ones, but just like you're observing, and you're a little more micromanaging at the beginning of a change. And then as you see either systems working, or if you had to make some adjustments, and then again, take a step back and watch the adjustments go to work, maybe you can step back a little further, then a little further, then a little further, all the while being available in case, you know, there's questions and things. And, you know, doing this allows you to, you know, experience, well, to make sure that your employees are experiencing fewer roadblocks or fewer bottlenecks. Are they more engaged and productive with their work? And regular check-ins and feedback sessions are, and I mentioned this a minute ago, can really help gauge the effectiveness of your efforts. Because you may find that what was happening before wasn't broken, right? It's easy to kind of fall into the mundane and like, oh, I want to do something different or whatever. And maybe you find that that wasn't the case and you go back to the way it was. And that's, there's no problem in that. And so, you know, finally, with road construction, they benefit the whole community, right? That's kind of the, it should be the point. I know during the construction process, it's always a pain. And me personally, I always get extremely frustrated when I have to drive through it and whatnot. But the goal is to benefit the entire community. Removing roadblocks with your employees can also lead to more positive and productive work environments. So if you did have a toxic work culture, you can help alleviate some of that. And, you know, when employees are feeling supported and empowered, they're more likely to reach their full potential and contribute to the overall success. You know, I mean, and I've talked about this numerous times, that if you're sitting there being the type of manager that just wants your people to figure it out on their own, you're going to have a failing system, if not right away, eventually. And it's not going to be one of these dramatic shifts where like all of a sudden the wheels fall off. It's going to be slow, and it's going to be kind of hard to see for the majority of it, and then all of a sudden it's going to come to a break, and the only person to blame is really the leadership involved. So if you're listening to this podcast, probably yourself. And I don't know about you, but if something like removing a roadblock or creating a system that alleviates a bottleneck, and now you have an employee that feels empowered or, you know, more engaged or more just overall happy to do their job. I mean, that's a pretty cool thing, and it should be something that you want to strive for every day. And it's only going to benefit you, because it's going to take more off of your plate. Because if you're if you're removing roadblocks, and now you have a more productive and efficient employee, maybe they can take on more work. And then by doing so, now you're empowering them further, because they're like, wow, not only am I doing a good job with the stuff I was doing before, but now I'm doing it so well that I can take on more. The argument could be said that's how bosses ask you to do more work for the same money. Sure. But I guess it depends on the type of buy-in that you're building within your team, because, you know, yeah, that argument can be made. But if you have happy employees that are happy with their jobs and feel like they're adding value to the organization, they're not going to say those types of things. Those types of things come from people who are very unhappy with their bosses, sadly. So I think we just need to remember, as leaders, we have the power to pave the way, if you will, for no pun intended, for our employees' success. And I think that this one is something that everybody should just kind of take a look. Not even take a look. I think you should incorporate these kind of conversations in your one-on-ones that you should be having with your employees. Ask them what roadblocks they're experiencing. Ask them what bottlenecks they're experiencing, or how they feel they can be doing their job better. I'm going to tell you right now, it's all going to come across as complaints, and you need to be prepared for it to come across that way. But I think if you actually listen and you ask more questions for clarity and clarification questions to try to dig into what their actual gripe is, it's going to change the dynamic of the conversation from a complaining festival to more of a one-on-one dialogue of just conversation on, this is how we can work together to build something better. So again, I like that. Let's pave the way for our employee success. And that's all I got for this week on Leading the Front Lines. Hope to see you guys next week. If you haven't already, please subscribe and review. It really helps. And I would love to see your guys' feedback on those reviews or on Instagram or YouTube. So again, Leading the Front Lines. Talk to you next week.